The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's game time. Join Anthony Herron for the Game Plan. We'll discuss the top stories of the week in the world of sports and entertainment. And really, whatever else Big Ant feels like talking about. Now, here's your host, Anthony Herron. Get down, get down.
I love it. America, for the better part of the next hour, I am your voice. This is the Game Plan with Anthony Herron. Let me back up for a second, because our parent company is Motivox. This is Voice America Sports on Voice America World Talk. So, world. Hello, world. It's like a different way of living now. Thank you, world. So, a little shout-out back to the days of the Wiz for everybody listening right there. I'm an old-school guy, but again, this is Anthony Herron. This is the Game Plan, the inaugural, the initial edition of the Game Plan right here on Voice America Sports. Big shout out, big appreciation, salutations, and thank you to Mr. Ray Ellis for the opportunity to host the show on here. I'll give you a quick little rundown. I'm sitting here in the Mission Design Studios studio. That's our location we're in right now. But a quick little rundown on me, since this is my first show. I'm assuming you guys have seen the website at this point. If you're listening to it, my bio is on there, but since this is the first time you guys are getting to hear me on the air, I'll let you know a little bit about myself. Originally born and raised in Chicago, and went to high school south of Chicago, a town called Bolingbrook, Illinois. I'm sure we got some folks from the Brook listening in right there. Shout out to Bolingbrook. Big athletic background, grew up in an athletic family, huge Bulls, Bears fans, and the part of Chicago my family's from, baseball wasn't the biggest thing. It was really more basketball that we were extremely interested in. So I had actually grew up wanting to be Horace Grant, wanting to be Charles Oakley. I ended up playing football in the NFL. I'll talk more about that in a moment. But really, at a young age, I was a basketball guy. I ended up by my sophomore year in high school, I was the same height I am now, 6'4". And I was about 200 pounds, which was still, had some decent girth to me for that age as a sophomore, but really just needed to, kind of experience athletics a little bit, because I didn't get to play a lot of youth sports. Wanted to play football. They had weight limits on the Trojan leagues in the Chicago area, so I was too big to play with the kids my age, but they wouldn't let me go out and play with the older kids, because they had rules about that as well. So I played soccer for a couple of years, played some youth basketball, didn't actually get to play football until I got to Bolingbrook High School. So, again, big shout-out to everyone in Bolingbrook, all the Raiders out there listening. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate America tuning in. Appreciate the world tuning in right here on Voice America Sports. So after I left Bolingbrook High School, went to the University of Iowa, played football there on a scholarship. Hayden Fry was my coach the first couple of years. The current coach, Kirk Ferentz, was my coach the last 2 years I was there. I didn't redshirt, so I was just there playing for 4 years. And we didn't have the kind of on-the-field success while I was at Iowa that I was hoping and expecting for. But, a big part of that was because of the coaching transition and how difficult everything was with that. I'm sure a lot of you college football fans have seen that take place at the college level and certainly at the NFL level. I mean, really, there's not as big of a differentiation between the two levels anymore as far as how coaches are treated. I'm going to have the privilege of broadcasting a game this weekend. I work with the Big Ten Network as a college football analyst, and I'm going to have a game out at Penn State that I'm going to call this weekend, get to announce, Joe Paterno, old Joe Pop, being back on the sidelines. And we usually get in town a day or two early, and I'll get to talk to him, interview him. This will be my first game I actually call as an announcer in Happy Valley. I've been there as a player multiple times, of course, but going to look forward to that. But, you know, Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden, of course, they're the main examples of college coaches with the unparalleled longevity. But aside from that, it's really turned into a, you know, very cutthroat business, as I'm sure you've all witnessed, as far as the coaching transitions that take place. So I experienced that when I was in college at Iowa. And, I mean, with that situation, it wasn't a cutthroat thing. It was actually Hayden Fry had been there for over 20 years. And, you know, he just decided after the 1998 season that he would call it quits. He would move on, do some other things with his life, which he has certainly continued to do. I got to see Coach Fry 2 weeks ago because I called the season opener in Iowa City, where Northern Iowa almost knocked off the University of Iowa in the opening game of the college football season. That was a crazy game to call. But Coach Fry actually came up in the booth for us because he was being honored during the game. Well, really, the whole weekend he was being honored. They named a street after him, Hayden Fry Way. You Hawkeyes listening out there, I'm sure you know about that, where they changed First Avenue in Coralville. They, you know, kind of doubled up the name where it's not only First Avenue, it is now Hayden Fry Way. So that was, of course, a great honor for him, and it was a great honor for me to play for him. And then, after not seeing him in a few years, to get to sit up in the booth with him and exchange some stories. And really, it didn't end up going like we expected it to, because I pitched the idea during the week to the producers from BTN, and, of course, they loved it. And the folks in Iowa City were great about helping me get it set up, and Coach Fry was all for it. You know, he was extremely busy throughout the weekend because they had so many different things going on the University of Iowa campus. They had a big event called Fry Fest, where it was just a weekend full of activities, you know, pubbing the first game, but also honoring Hayden Fry. And he took the time to come spend a few minutes with us up in the booth. But initially, I'm thinking, you know, it's Northern Iowa. You know, they're going to be in Kinnick Stadium, and big expectations for the Hawkeyes this year, you know, kind of sleeper pick, possible Big Ten title contenders. But unbeknownst to us, the UNI Panthers showed up ready to play. And by the time that Coach Fry came in the booth with us during the opening game, as we talked about it during the week, we're thinking at this point maybe Iowa's going to establish some control during the game, and it'll be a good opportunity to kind of, you know, have Hayden tell a few stories, because he's, you know, for those of you who don't know, Hayden Fry is one of the most colorful personalities to ever grace the sidelines of college football. He sees this, you know, this big guy from Texas that, you know, sometimes he'll actually bear hug you, but even if he's not bear hugging you, just the way he can talk to you and make you feel important and special, you can feel like you're being hugged by a man like Hayden Fry just by the way he can tell stories and spin phrases and everything. So we were really looking forward to that as an opportunity, but the fact that Northern Iowa, the, you know, the 1AA or the FCS team, like they call it now, they're actually leading Iowa in Kinnick Stadium when Coach Fry came up with it. So it turned into be kind of a weird little balancing act where, you know, we're trying to figure out how do we still let Coach Fry kind of, you know, have some fun with it and show his personality a little bit. But then, you know, we can't ignore the action because that's a major story going on right there. And, I mean, we walked it as well as we could, and Coach Fry was a great sport, spent the whole second half of the third quarter in the booth with us and had some fun. And, you know, again, it was a great honor for me just to see him again. And, you know, the fact that he remembered me, which is a, you know, constant joke between me and some of my old teammates from all different teams, really, but especially college athletes, where, you know, some of the coaches may be allowed to be a little older than what you might see in the NFL sometimes. But these guys, they go out and they recruit and they see so many different players over the years. They meet so many families and have so many different people on their teams at different schools. It is amazing to me that these coaches are still able to process the information of who, you know, who, like me as a player for Hayden Fry. I'm not really expecting him to remember me, but, you know, you walk up and, hey, Anthony, how you doing? And, you know, how's your wife, buddy? And how's your mom and dad, Bob and Gloria? And, you know, I'm shocked because, I don't know, I can barely remember my birthday sometimes, let alone trying to think of who's this person's name and who's that person's name. I've been hitting the head so much over the years. It's an impressive thing to me with all these college coaches. I mean, even, you know, even guys that aren't that old, but you just meet so many people in that line of work, and you come across all of them, and the fact that they can actually keep all that processed has always been extremely impressive to me, especially as a guy that struggles remembering names. And I do my best to fake my way out of it, and, you know, some of you folks that know me that are listening in, you know, I try to pull it off because that's probably one of the lessons that I learned, one of those non-football lessons that I took from being around a guy like Hayden Fry, is that when you get an opportunity to make someone feel special, you try to take advantage of that and, you know, make people feel important because they are. I mean, you know, that's just what it comes down to. And to be in major college athletics, to be in professional athletics, it's been a major opportunity for me. It's had a great effect on my life, and I've had the privilege of being around some amazing people. And, you know, all those things kind of culminate to lead me to where I am right now. But between those stages of leaving the University of Iowa and where I am now, kind of give you a quick synopsis of that. I went on to play in the NFL for a while. I played with the Detroit Lions, played with the Green Bay Packers, played with the Atlanta Falcons, you know, made plenty of good friends and teammates from over those years. Lived in a lot of great cities. I mean, my wife and I, we've moved around so much over the years, my wife Kelly. And actually, the title of the show here, The Game Plan, was the idea of my wife Kelly. I'd been bouncing around a few different ideas, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to go with. And I used to host some sports radio back when I was living in Nashville. I haven't even touched on that yet. But I lived in Nashville. Kelly and I did for a couple of years. I did a lot of sports radio when I was there. The idea I had at that time is I was just kind of conceptualizing what I would like to do for a radio show. I was kind of thinking, you know, something with, you know, my last name, you know, but, you know, maybe, but the first name too, like Ant, okay, because people know me as Big Ant. So, you know, is there something with Ant, you know, the Ant Hill or On the Hill? So I was kind of going with that for a minute. And then really, as I had spoken to Ray Ellis, our leader, you know, the guy who's trying to bring Voice America Sports to the next level, I'd spoken with Ray a little bit and told him I was kind of bouncing around a few ideas for the show title. I didn't want to turn in the paperwork yet because I didn't feel crazy about the name On the Hill. And then, you know, I'm just sitting here tossing some ideas around with my wife, and she threw probably 200 different ideas at me because that's how her mind works. My wife Kelly, she spitballs things, and some of them make sense, some of them I don't. She assumes that, as all you married folks would probably attest to, she tends to assume I'm not paying attention to any of them. I'm not going to say I'm paying attention to all of them, but I do catch a few of the things that she tosses on occasion. One of the things she threw out was the game plan, and as soon as she said it, my eyes kind of lit up. Like, you know what? That's not bad. I like that. I like the game plan. I think it suits me. I think it suits the direction that Voice America Sports wants to go in, and so I stuck with that, and, you know, concept of the game plan was born. So I think, you know, I'm going to make sure that we get a little more information out here. We're going to cover a lot of different topics throughout the show today. But, of course, you sports fans know that music means we got a break coming up. But once we get back, I'm going to get into some coverage of Monday Night Football over the weekend, some facts and opinions about that, and then also some of the other stories from football and give you a little more background on myself so you can get to know me. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with the game plan.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for the game plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to the game plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
I will not pass gas on a train. I will not pass gas on a plane. I will not pass gas in my house. I will not pass gas near my spouse. I will not pass gas in polite company, not with my friends nor family. I will not pass gas in a bar. I will not pass gas in a car. I will not pass gas where little ones are, no matter how near or how far. I will not pass gas in your face, because the gas I pass is worse than mace, a silent but deadly cloud of toxic waste. The end. Secondhand smoke contains hydrogen cyanide and other lethal gases, gases that are especially harmful to kids and babies whose bodies are still growing. Don't pass gas. Take it outside. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Be a part of the game plan with Big Ant. Please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to BigAntNow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Heron.
Get down, get down. I love it. Man, that is great. I don't know if everyone out there is an old soul like I am. And really, now that I think about it, even the reference that I made earlier to The Wiz, who, you know, maybe some of you have seen it, some of you haven't maybe, but it was basically the black remake of The Wizard of Oz. It had Diana Ross, it had Michael Jackson, had a great all-star cast in it. I really thought it was an amazing movie. Once I actually saw The Wizard of Oz, I was thinking The Wizard of Oz was the remake of The Wiz at a young age. I mean, you know, I ended up figuring out how the timeline actually went on that at some point. But I loved watching The Wiz growing up. But, you know, a reference like that, you know, just the music choice for the show, number of different things that, for me, point to who I am as a person, as an old soul, being an old school guy. But I'm here. You know, this is the game plan. Like I said, we're in the Mission Design Studios studio, and actually the omnipotent voice there, he gave you the phone number, so you can call in, give some opinions if you wish, 1-888-346-9144. You can also email me into the Quaker Homes inbox. And actually, I'm going to throw a poll question out just in case anyone would like to start off on that topic, because I haven't actually gotten into any recent sports talk yet. I certainly will, but since this is the first show, I want to let you guys get to know me a little bit as we move forward. But quick poll question that came up in discussions yesterday. We noticed Monday Night Football, we saw it, and of course it gets seen throughout the whole weekend too, where athletes get water squirted in their mouth by the training staff and, you know, by the medical people, by the water boys, water girls, you know, whatever it may be. But, you know, they get it squirted in their mouth, and some people, namely my wife, would be one of them, but I've heard it a lot over the years. They find that annoying, and they're wondering, why would an athlete need water squirted in his mouth? Now, those of you who have competed at a high level, who have ever been out there and, you know, basically been ready to pass out while you're doing anything athletic, you can understand why it would be good to have someone actually squirt the water in your mouth for you. Maybe that sounds, I don't know, a little bit elitist on my part. For those of you who haven't been in that situation, maybe you don't quite get it. Maybe you do. So that's the brief little poll question I'll throw out. I'll keep it light for today and just throw that poll question out. Do you find it annoying when you see an athlete getting the water bottle squirted in his mouth for him? Because a lot of people that I've come in contact with say, you know what, it doesn't take that much energy for him to just grab the bottle on his own and squirt his own water. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. For me, I was able to squirt my own water, but if someone came up and offered the squirt of the water for me, I was certainly willing to partake of it, especially if my tongue was dragging on the ground. So I certainly appreciated that from anyone willing to do it. So that'll be my poll question. The email, as you heard from the omnipotent voice, was bigantnow@live.com, BIGANTNOW at live.com. Feel free to email me there. And as we go throughout the whole run of the game plan with Anthony Herron, I'll have different poll questions out, or, you know, I know a lot of you listening on the internet will be at work listening to it or different things like that. So if it's something where you can't actually call into the show but you'd like your opinion stated on the air, you can certainly feel free to email it there. And, you know, myself, the engineers, will make sure we'll try to get that out there for you. When you send the email, try to include your name, maybe where you're from. If you're listening anywhere around the country, anywhere around the world, you go ahead and let me know. So that's the poll question. I'll actually continue to tell you a little bit more about myself, my background, and then we'll get into some of the current events in sports. Also for me, I left off where, you know, I played in the NFL, bounced around, moved to a lot of different cities, went from Detroit to Green Bay, back to Detroit, to Indianapolis for a brief period. I played arena football for a little bit there after I was released by the Lions the second time. I played arena football in 2004, a team called the Indiana Firebirds. Then I was signed by the Atlanta Falcons. I was with them 2004, 2005, got released in 2005 by the Falcons. And at that point, it was just like, man, this is enough. We've moved to so many different cities. The NFL life has been so hectic for us. You know, this arena football thing is interesting. You can still make good money with it. Sat down, talked to my wife about it, and said, you know what, let's go ahead and try sticking with that for a little bit and just see whether or not that works for us. And it did. We went to Nashville, which was a great town, and it actually kept us in the South. We'd been in Atlanta for a couple of years before that in 04 and 05. So at the end of 2005, signed with a team called the Nashville Cats, played arena football for a couple of years, and that's basically where my playing days ended. Had some knee surgeries while I was playing arena ball, had to combat some injuries, and eventually just got tired of limping around, basically. And after the 2007 season ended, I did sign with a team called the Grand Rapids Rampage, but really after a few days in the training camp with them, I realized it just wasn't working anymore. So I wasn't able to stick it out with the Rampage. But I certainly appreciate every opportunity I've gotten over the years from people. A little feedback here. Let me make sure we get that part right. All right. Want to make sure everyone out there can hear me okay. So, yeah, we end up moved from Nashville, brief stint up in Grand Rapids, and now we actually live in Huntsville, Alabama. I coached with an arena football team, Arena 2, which is the minor league for Arena 1. The team's called the Tennessee Valley Vipers. I've done that the last 2 years, being the assistant head coach of the Vipers. And actually, we were fortunate enough to win the Arena Cup Championship in 2008. So, you know, if any of you have checked me out on college football, or, you know, see me in the booth calling games and got a big ring on my finger, that's because the Vipers shocked the world in 2008. You know, we started off rough. We were 0-3 early in the season, went on, did some better things, you know, made a couple of tweaks with the roster, but really overall just continued to, you know, work on the finer points of the game with the guys that we had on the team. Ended up winning the Arena Cup title, the only championship I've ever won at any level, so it was very exciting. This past season, we had another successful year. We won the division, but got eliminated early in the playoffs. So that same type of success was, you know, wasn't there at the end of the season, but again, it was a pleasure working with all the players that we had on the team. So, yeah, that's basically where I've been as far as just my playing days, my coaching days as a broadcaster. I started messing around with it a little bit in Nashville with Comcast, with Fox, doing some sideline reporting, doing some studio work, and had a lot of fun doing that because it was a thing where as I was a player and I was on the other side of the mic, you know, people would constantly tell me, you know, you seem comfortable on camera, you're pretty good on the air, you know, would you ever consider doing this for a career? You know, the thought was interesting, but I didn't really give it a lot of thought because most of us, as professional football players, we tend to think we're going to play for 10 or 15 years, you know, make millions upon millions of dollars, and then, you know, really just get to go retire to a yacht somewhere or something like that. And that was kind of the mindset that I was in at the time. So I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it initially, but as I did it for a couple of years in Nashville, did high school football, did college football with Comcast, and a great show called Tennessee Mornings, which was on the Fox affiliate there. It's kind of a a Regis and Kelly, you know, type of setup, some news, some entertainment, some witty banter, a little sports. You know, it was a great show. Had a lot of fun doing that. Got some studio experience. And then once I retired, you know, basically right at the start of 2008, I took the job in Alabama coaching with the Tennessee Valley Vipers. But then also, you know, went ahead and started sending out the resume tape to different networks, and I got a great opportunity with the Big Ten Network. And so now I'm in the midst of my second year as a college football analyst for BTN. Do a lot of work in the booth, do a lot of work on the sideline. Love college football. Having both opportunities, it keeps me very close to the game, which, you know, for me is a great thing because football's given me a lot. Want to be able to give some things back to football, but also it's the type of work that I enjoy. You know, the coaching aspect of it has really helped me as a broadcaster to have to analyze the game, to have to see it, break it down quickly and explain it, you know, to those who are listening at home. Or I guess as a coach who are listening there in the meeting room, in the locker room, in the film room. But then it's really that same type of thing as an analyst where you have to see something quickly in a game, break it down, deliver that to the folks listening at home. So it's been a great, great transition for me. I really enjoy both jobs. And with me as a Big Ten guy, playing at the University of Iowa and having friends all around the conference and having been recruited by a lot of the other schools in the conference, that's really where my loyalty lies. So, you know, it's been a good thing for me to be with BTN. Like I said, I'm going to have the Temple at Penn State game this Saturday at noon Eastern. So you can certainly check me out on the Big Ten Network, watching Joe Pye try to increase that lead over Bobby Bowden, and we'll see what happens with Florida State, whether or not the sanctions do end up getting, you know, held as far as the people trying to, I think they're trying to vacate 15 wins from Bobby Bowden at Florida State. So if that ends up happening, you know, the kind of back and forth that him and Paterno have been having in recent years, trying to get that all-time wins lead as far as the college coaches goes, that's pretty much going to give Joe Pye a big edge because they're both over 80. You know they're not going to coach for another decade or anything like that. So it's definitely going to be a thing that I think Paterno can probably retire a happy man if the hammer ends up getting laid down on FSU. So we'll see where that goes. But after we come back from this next break, that'll be enough about me. I'm going to get into a little bit of a description of what the game plan will be about, you know, some of the features that we're going to have on here, a few segments that I'm going to try to make sure I keep included as far as the poll questions, you know, contests here and there, and then definitely get into some of the current events of the sports of the day. So we will certainly be right back. This is the Game Plan with Anthony Herron. Stay tuned.
To the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, no, it's not food, it's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for the game plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to the game plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time. Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, is here for you, the fan, to hear about and discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports. We'll discuss not only the headliners, but you'll hear some of the smaller stories that don't usually make it on the sports wires today. It's a forum for the sports fan, hosted by Joe Cribbs, a three-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. Joe is a 10-year pro football veteran, a former Southeastern Conference Most Valuable Player, and a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Discuss the topics with Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Network.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
To be a part of the game plan with Big Ant, please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to BigAntNow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Herron.
Get down, get down.
I can't help but start moving every time I hear that song. I don't know if it has the same effect on everybody else. Just to kind of finish up the description of the show itself, the game plan, where the song, the concept for that came from, in addition to me just being kind of an old soul anyway, like, you know, folks in college, I was known as Grandpa Herron, even though I was really young for my grade anyway. I played as a 17-year-old true freshman at Iowa out there against, you know, guys 22, 23 years old, some older than that. But actually, my sister-in-law, she has a question that she likes asking people all the time. Nikki, she's always asking people when she first meets them, what theme music would you like to have play every time you walk into a room? And that's something she asked me years ago. And it didn't take me too long to think about it. I had a couple of options that it kind of narrowed down to. And really, both of them were songs from initially was three. One song was from the 50s, but the other two were both songs from the 70s. One was kind of a soul hits from the 70s song, but the other one was Cool and the Gang, Jungle Boogie. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. If I'm on a road trip somewhere and I do a lot of traveling, if I'm in the car, I'm not a big current music guy. If I'm in the car, I'm either listening to talk radio, you know, majority of the time sports talk, or I'm listening to some old school music. A lot of times it's Jungle Boogie by Cool and the Gang. I love that song. One of the greatest just kind of funk riffs ever on a guitar. Between that and Atomic Dog, they both got, you know, a nice cool little riff to them. So that's where the song came from. The show itself, a couple of things that we're going to try to make sure we feature throughout the run of the game plan. Like I told you about the Quaker Homes inbox, you can feel free to email thoughts, opinions about anything that's going on in your mind to that, and I'll try to get that on the air. I'll try to have a regular poll question going every time I do a show. Today's question is talking about water bottles, because as we were watching the opening weekend of NFL football, the question came up just of watching guys get water squirted in their mouths by the water boys, by the training staff. And so today my question was, because some people have the reaction of, you know, they just find that annoying. You know, they think it's just those spoiled professional athletes, those lazy athletes getting water squirted for them. So I don't know. For me, it's something I never really gave it a second thought because I got used to it. No, it doesn't annoy me one bit. I think it makes all the sense in the world. Apparently other people don't, because I've heard that pretty frequently over the years from you know, some people refer to them as civilians, you know, people who've never really played sports, from civilians. I've heard that a lot. So the Quaker Homes inbox, the email is bignow@live.com. And, of course, the phone line to call into the show is 888-346-9144. I haven't spent a lot of time getting into the current events of sports because, with this being my first show, I definitely want to get it out of the way of just allowing you guys to meet me and to tell you, you know, what my goals are, what some of my plans are for this show. And, again, shout out to Ray Ellis and everyone on the staff with Voice America Sports who, you know, are continuing to try to expand the information of sports that gets out there online and through other media outlets. And, there's going to be a lot of other people coming on to Voice America hosting new shows as well, you know, notable names like Andre Rison, like Herman Moore, old teammate of mine from Detroit. There's going to be some additional people, some ex-players getting on the network here and being able to have, you know, our voice match it with your voice, get the facts out there from a player's perspective, get the opinions out there of us, of the fans. And so I really like the vision of what Voice America has going on here. A couple of things that are going to be on the show that I'm going to try to make sure, you know, I keep pretty consistent as we move forward. One feature is going to be I want to have a what I call an HBO moment of the week. The Help a Brother Out moment of the week is basically because I'm a big guy into different nonprofit agencies. I work very closely. I'm on the advisory council for a nonprofit in Nashville called the Refuge Center for Counseling. It's a nonprofit counseling organization that they've really revolutionized counseling services in the Williamson County area, just south of Nashville, and we're continuing to expand. And I've, of course, work with the Refuge Center. I work with the Red Cross very frequently. Work with the Salvation Army, you know, United Way, Garth Brooks Teammates for Kids organization, Youth Encouragement Services. I mean, just a lot of different nonprofits. I have a heart for that. And so for me, I want it to be a regular part of my show where if someone has what I call an HBO moment of the week, the Help a Brother Out moment of the week, I'd love to hear your story about it. You can call in at 888-346-9144 at any point and talk about that, or feel free to email the Quaker Homes inbox and just tell your story, and I will get that story on the air as well. And of course, it doesn't have to be a male that you helped out, just more of a humanity kind of thing. But I just think it sounds good, the HBO moment. Help a brother out makes sense, but it can be help a sister out, you know, however you want to say it, that works for me. Also, this world isn't always so peaceful. You know, sometimes we got a little angst in us. Sometimes you got to get something off your chest. Sometimes I think that the airwaves are a good place to do that because you can voice your concerns about anything in life. And a lot of times there's going to be someone who's been through a similar circumstance, who's been in the same situation you've been in where something happened that just ticked them off. You want to get it off your chest and then listening to you, someone else can get a little something out of that too and know that they're not alone by just having a little pissivity about them, by the way they were treated by somebody or the way they saw somebody treat someone else. Maybe it's not even something where you got treated, but maybe there's an instance where somebody just did something stupid. So I want to have a segment where we're going to have the in-your-face moment, where you know what, you just come on here, you vent about anything you want to vent about, something that bugs you, something somebody did, something somebody said that just didn't make sense, it was stupid, it was annoying, whatever it was, you know, we keep it clean, no foul language, none of that, but something that got on your nerves, and you want to come on and tell somebody about it. When we do the show, I'm going to open the lines up, open the Quaker Homes inbox up right here at the Mission Design Studios studio. I figure out that's the best way to deliver it. The Mission Design Studios studio or just the Mission Design studio. I don't know. We'll figure that out as we go. But got to make sure I get that figured out. But the in-your-face moment, you come in, you call up, you email, you rant, you rave, you vent. But at the end of it, make sure you're directing it to a particular individual, have someone specific picked out, and say, you know what, blah, 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 here's my vent. Finish it with in your face because, you're making a point. Don't just call in, don't just email in and just have something vague to say and then hang up. You have something specific to say about a particular person, a particular instance, and finish it within your face, because you just told them what they messed up. You told them why they were wrong, why they did something stupid, and how they should have corrected it in your face. Boom, done. I like it. I'm a guy that likes to vent, and I allow, you know, I like to allow people to vent to me. I mean, I got that counselor, you know, that camp counselor mode going on sometimes. That works for me. So those will be regular features on the show. All right. So let me get into a little bit of what happened over the weekend, especially because I'm a new fantasy football. I wouldn't call myself a junkie yet, but this season is my first time ever doing fantasy football. I've had a lot of friends, you know, a lot of ex-teammates, even family members come to me and talk about doing fantasy football and different football pools. It's never interested me. I really don't know why. I don't have anything against it. I never have. I don't begrudge anybody else that does it. For me, never really been into fantasy football. But this year, I said, you know what, I'm making a commitment to really just to be a part of modern times. You know, I've kind of had my own little personal renaissance lately. I'm getting ready to get rid of my flip phone. I'm going to upgrade that a little bit and, you know, starting a Facebook page. I think there should be, well, I know there's a link on the website to my Facebook page. That's a new addition to my life just from the last couple of weeks. Updating the MySpace page. I've actually got friends that made me a MySpace page a couple of years ago just as a joke. Some good friends of mine, just because they know how Stone Age I am with my mentality, they said, you know what, it's about time we got Big Ant on MySpace. That was back when MySpace was the big thing. Seems like Facebook and Twitter and whatnot have taken over. As I just told you, I'm not the best source to judge who's taking what over. But I'm trying to have my own personal renaissance here. So I'm working on that. I'm a work in progress, but technologically speaking, I'm improving myself. So I do enjoy that. But get into a little bit of fantasy football, finishing up the show here. Some of the stats, some of the storylines from sports over the weekend. Of course, a lot of you have heard about the injuries that took place in Philly between Donovan McNabb getting hurt, cracking the ribs, Sean Andrews, their Pro Bowl guard, being placed on injured reserve. Then they grab Jeff Garcia off the couch, re-sign him. I think for now that's a move that makes sense for Philly, but we'll see with everything else that the Eagles have to deal with whether or not that's going to end up being something that hampers or hurts them as the season goes on. And, of course, you can't talk about Philly without talking about Michael Vick, who was activated. He was on the reserve list initially, but he's been activated. They put him on the roster. He still can't play yet. He's under the league-imposed suspension by Commissioner Goodell, top cop. So he's got one more week. He's going to have to miss the game this weekend, but he is allowed to practice with the team now. So the storylines with the Eagles, and, of course, things going on with the Bears, the 49ers and Crabtree, everything else. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail once we come back from this next break. We'll finish up the last segment, and we will get into actually talking a little bit of sports here now that you guys have gotten a feel for me. You've gotten to know me a little bit. I wanted to use this first show to let you know who I am and where my mind is. But we'll spend this last segment actually talking some current sports once we get back right here on The Game Plan.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
What I want to be when I grow up by Johnny Mike.
Dad, it's John. I got the promotion. We'll call him John Jr.
You'll speak over 500 million words in your lifetime, but none of them will be as important as the words you use to tell your six-year-old he has cancer. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for the game plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to the game plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
To be a part of the game plan with Big Ant, please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to bigantnow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Herron.
Get down, get down.
I love it. Gotta love Cool and the Gang. Our final segment here on the inaugural edition of the Game Plan with Anthony Herron. We've had a couple of responses come in to today's poll question on the Quaker Homes inbox. BigAntNow@live.com is the email address. The first response actually came from someone who decided not to put their name or location, but they're apparently an athletic trainer, and they're on the side of the athlete to a certain extent here, saying that, you know what, it actually does decrease germs when someone else squirts the squirt bottle in the mouth of the athlete. And actually, let me back up for a moment just in case someone's just tuning in. The poll question that I put out there today, because it just came up with the opening weekend of the NFL, seeing it happen a lot, a few people passing on the street in conversation and whatnot. People have always found it amusing over the years, and some even annoying, when they see squirt bottles getting squirted for the athletes and, you know, the water, Gatorade, whatever else is in it, getting squirted into the guy's mouth as opposed to just grabbing the bottle and squirting it himself. Guys do squirt, you know, the water for themselves. That happens on occasion also. But, you know, you'll see it happen, which apparently you have, since a lot of folks have talked about it, that people will squirt the bottle for the athletes. This doesn't bother me. It was just a part of what happened. And, you know, in college sports and professional sports, wasn't something I gave a lot of thought to until people, you know, other people started noticing it and making comments. So a couple of responses. The first one coming from someone who claims to be an athletic trainer. But the response here says that people also need to consider the fact that there are less germs involved when the water is squirted in the mouth and not held by the dirty athletes and their mouths are not put on the bottle. So this response seems somewhat twofold. On one hand, they're saying that, you know, the guy's out there, he's rolling around in the dirt, you know, he's hitting other people, sweaty bodies and all the elements outside, the germs involved with that, as opposed to putting his dirty hands on the bottle and squirting it himself. That's part of it. But then also, some guys, which I suppose is true, some guys will even put their lips on these water bottles for some reason. I've never done that myself. It's not something I've ever understood, but I'll agree with this particular emailer who's an athletic trainer, saying that some guys will actually put their lips on the water bottle as they try to drink it. So that's a second reason. It's kind of twofold why the germs that get passed when you use a water bottle, why you're better off just having someone else squirt it, you know, not quite from a distance, but squirt it who's got hands that are more sterile than yours, and they're not going to touch it to your lips. And one question that actually came up was, how do they know when to stop squirting? It's an unwritten thing. There's just a little subtle motion that takes place where you kind of either, you know, cut your eyes at them out the corner of your eye, give them a quick little nod, let them know, you know, I'm good. That's enough. You got the mouth open, they're squirting it in. Just give them a quick little, you know, just, you know, you people that have been in this situation, you know what I mean, where it's just that nonverbal communication between two individuals who are doing their profession. You know, you're an athlete, you're doing your job, you're on the field, you're playing the game, you're tired, you're getting water squirted by one person. And that person who's squirting the water for you is also doing their job. You're not going to get some random person coming out of the stands squirting water at you, squirting water in your mouth or anything. You got two people at the highest level of competition out here doing what they do best. So to me, it makes perfect sense. Another response we got to the poll questions from Brian Kolar in Chicago. Brian really enjoyed the poll question, said, great poll question. And Brian's response, it is visually annoying. While I understand the methodology behind it, it is visually annoying. My immediate thought is that really necessary? And yeah, it is kind of elitist, but it's an elitist league. Laugh out loud. From Brian Kolar in Chicago, Illinois. Really appreciate the responses we've gotten to the poll questions so far. And it's an interesting point, Brian. Really, when you think about it, especially if you're looking at the NFL, I mean, major college football is one thing because it's an amateur sport, and, you know, to some degree, people still try to keep a certain level of purity in that game, at least the purity of thought to that game. We all know it's not really pure, but in comparison to the NFL, it is still an amateur sport. So I think the elitist part of it, yeah, I mean, that can it can certainly come off that way. I think it does appear that way. I hear what you're saying. You know, that's why I definitely use that word. So, yeah, I'd have to – well, I don't know. I guess I don't completely agree with you. I agree on the appearance of it, that it doesn't look right. But, you know, it's more so for people that haven't been in that circumstance, I guess, is the part I would disagree with you on, because I don't believe it's an elitist act in itself. Which, you know, I just read the other email that was a response from the other individual that had been a trainer who wanted to remain nameless for whatever reason. But anyone else that emails to the Quaker Homes inbox, please feel free, as Brian Kolar from Chicago did, feel free to include your name, your location on there, because we do like having people from all corners of the country and all corners of the world here on Voice America World Talk. Our segment here of Voice America Sports. Let me make sure I touch on a couple of other things, especially since we got some folks listening in Chicago. Brian Urlacher's injury for the Bears really could end up being a huge thing for Chicago. Really, there's a yin and yang to it, because Urlacher and the defense, they played really well for the majority of the game the other night against Green Bay. You know, gave up the late touchdown, started to give up a few rushing yards after Urlacher came out of the lineup, but when you look at it, his backup, Hunter Hillenmeyer, who he's been in Chicago for years, he was a starter outside linebacker for quite some time. There's going to be a drop-off, but he's a quality player that's going to be able to do some things. You know, he's been an outside backer, which is really a different animal from being an inside backer, but I believe that's part of the reason why they didn't sign Derrick Brooks yet. Because at this point, at least Hillenmeyer knows the Chicago defense and some of the things they do. And the Bears are huge on communication from their backers. They literally call things on the run as they're going. They call out the play, you know, what the formation is meaning. And this is as they're engaging blocks and things like that. The communication that they require, it's a huge thing. So to bring Derrick Brooks in right now, I think it makes sense for them to at least test out Hillenmeyer inside, see how that works for him. Derrick Brooks ain't going anywhere. You know, he's going to have to get paid like a guy who's been a, you know, a double-digit time pro bowler, like a guy like Derrick Brooks is. And he's still got the urge to play. He's going to keep himself in shape. So I think it makes sense for Chicago to give it a week or two with the Urlacher situation. They need to be more concerned about Jay Cutler getting on the same page with his receivers, I think, than they do trying to get Derrick Brooks out of retirement right now. Well, not out of retirement, off the couch right now. Michael Crabtree really shooting himself in the foot right now, I believe. And, you know, if you look at it as a political thing where, you know, part of the argument was going in his favor for a while and public opinion has continued to sway more and more and more. And, I mean, really, even from a player's perspective, where I'm never going to hate on anybody trying to get their money, but, you know, try to get a respectable amount of money. You know, you're the number 10 pick in the draft. It makes sense. You should try to get paid like that, you know, especially compared to last year. You add another 10-15%. It's going to be an uncapped year coming up soon. Get your money, but it doesn't make sense for you to try to get paid like a top 5 pick or like a top 7 pick, you know, the other receiver that went ahead of you. If the Raiders would have took you instead, you would expect to get paid more than Darius Hayward Bay. Whether you're a better player than him or not, who knows? We won't find that out until you get in the lineup in San Francisco, which you are not allowing yourself to do. So, Michael Crabtree, if you happen to listen to Voice America Sports Talk, if you ever listen to the game plan, I hope you punch this segment up and maybe just take a little piece of this advice and say, you know what, you're putting yourself further and further behind the eight ball the longer and longer you stay off the field. Take a look at Mike Williams. He was a highly regarded receiver that came out of USC a few years ago. Yeah, maybe he went to the Detroit Lions, and you know, you can try to point to that as a reason why he didn't have success, but it wasn't just about that. The kid took a year off from football, and he was not ready when he got back into the game. So Michael Crabtree, no matter what kind of athlete you are, you've got to play the game to improve at it. This is a business, and you are messing your own business up right now. That would be my advice to him. I appreciate everyone who's listened in so far today. We will continue to get more sponsors on board, continue to get more listeners. Spread the word worldwide about what we're doing here at Voice America Sports and about what I'm doing here on The Game Plan. Really appreciate everyone's attention, and thank you for tuning in. This is Anthony Herron. I will be back next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here on The Game Plan on Voice America Sports.
That's all we have time for this week. Join Anthony Big Ant Herron again next week for another edition of The Game Plan. Tune in Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll talk again soon.